Om Shanti. 26th May 2019. Sunday. The slogan: those who experience the treasure of all powers by having remembrance become filled with our powers. Those who experience the treasure of all powers by having remembrance become filled with all powers. So, remembrance, yad, leads to the experience of all powers. So those who experience the treasure of all powers by having remembrance, they become filled with all powers. So yad, remembrance, yoga. These are the different words Baba often uses. And when we are in remembrance, we become filled with all powers. Why? How is that remembrance leads to filling the soul with power? Before we understand what remembrance leads to, we need to understand what is the definition of yad. What is the definition of remembrance? What is the definition of yoga? Yoga has got 10 definitions told by Baba. Few of these definitions have been told by Brother Jagdish in his books, one or two. But at least 10 definitions can perfectly describe what is yoga, or what is yad, what is remembrance. The first definition of remembrance is, remembrance is smriti. Remembrance is smriti, awareness. So when we are in remembrance, or when we are sitting in yoga, what are we doing? We are reminding ourselves. We are bringing to awareness. We are bringing the smriti back, because we all are suffering from a deadly disease called vismriti, that is forgetfulness. So yoga is the revival of our own consciousness. So the first definition of yoga is remembrance. Remembrance is smriti. So if yoga is smriti, smriti of our original nature, definitely the moment we remember who we are, we become powerful. And that's why the slogan says, by having remembrance, you get filled with all powers. You experience the treasures of all power. These powers are very important. In today's Avyakta Murli Baba said, these powers are like weapons. And there are three types of children Baba is seeing. What are they? Arvind bhai, three types of children today Baba is seeing in Avyakta Murli. First are those who are always carrying these weapons of all powers. The second, these are vishesh, these are very special, these are maharati, these are elevated, these are mahavir children. These are ever ready ones. These are very elevated, sreshth. So different adjectives Baba has used to describe the first type of children. The second type of children, they are as per time. They carry the weapon of all powers as per time. Sometimes, but they are still carrying. But not always. But they are carrying. The third ones, They are trying. They are trying. They are trying, so that's why they are in the whirlpool of sometimes defeat, sometimes victory, and sometimes defeat. So these are the three types of children Baba saw. And the focus was on this third type of children who are our second ones. Because time can deceive you anytime. Time can deceive you anytime. And that's why Baba has given five self-respect in today's Murli. What are they? Only in the first Murli, not in the parties. What are the five Saman? That's done. During time, Baba said, time will deceive you. That's why, who are you? You are the creator of time, master creator. You are Yuga Parivartak. You are the transformer of the entire Yuga, entire epoch. Then you are the ones who will bring close that golden time which is about to come. And then you are the what? Double victorious of Kal. And Kal has got two definitions. One is time and another is death. And next, Amar Bhava. You are the one who are immortals. That's why. These are the five self-respect given in today's Murli. So because of this, you cannot depend on time. Time is not your teacher. God is your teacher. Baba is your teacher, not time. So do not make time your teacher. Even the Agyani souls in the world, they make time their teacher. Because time teaches them. It's not up for you. God is teaching you now. So learn. If the time teaches you, then you will get deceived. And that's why not a single weakness should stay in you. Because even if one weakness is there, Maya will make an entry through that door. So not a single weakness should stay, not depending on time, and carry all the weapons. That's three important messages from today's Avyakta Murli. So what are the definition? We were discussing about the definitions of Yad, Yoga, or Remembrance. So the first definition of Yoga is, Yog means Smriti. It's to bring back all the awareness, who I am, what I am. There was a Zen master, and a disciple came to him. The disciple said, I want to learn from you. The master said, go to one caravanserai, that is a hotel or motel, whatever you call it, and learn whatever you see there. Spend the whole day there and come back. So that man went to that restaurant, and he sat in that restaurant, his disciple, and he kept on seeing what all things are happening there. Customers are coming, sitting on the table, eating and going back. But one thing he observed, the owner of the shop was cleaning the mirror every now and then. The mirror which was in front of the basin. So the owner of the shop was cleaning the mirror. Once he cleared, then after 2-3 hours again he cleared. Again 3 hours again he cleaned it. So many multiple times. So the disciple came back in the evening and the master asked, what did you saw? What did you see there? So disciple said, I didn't see anything very unusual. But yes, one thing I noticed, the owner of the shop was time and again cleaning the mirror. So the master said, that mirror is the mind. And thoughts are the dust. So you also have to keep on cleaning the mind. Again and again. This process of cleansing the mind is the process of bringing into awareness. So the first definition of yoga or remembrance is, it is smriti. The second definition of yoga, it's yatra. Yad ki yatra. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. So the second definition of yoga is, it's a pilgrimage. It's a travel. It's a journey. So when you embark on any journey, when you start any journey, there has to be some preparation. And especially when one goes on pilgrimages, one has to be very much careful about so many things. He cannot commit any evil deeds. He cannot continue with his addictions during pilgrimage, at least. He cannot resort to non-vegetarian food, at least during pilgrimage. He has to keep on reading something or other throughout the pilgrimage. He has to be in the company of holy people whilst he goes on pilgrimage. So, remembrance is a pilgrimage. And that word comes so many times. It's a yatra. It's a yatra. The second definition of yoga is, it's a yatra. So, whenever somebody goes on pilgrimage, he comes back. He is powerful. Why? Because throughout the pilgrimage, for example, somebody goes to Amarnath or something like that for 15 days. For 15 days, their mind is totally off from the worldly affairs. They are focusing only on studying, and they are thinking about rituals, and they are thinking about prayers, supplications, and they are thinking about all the things related to religion. And that's what makes them powerful. So, yoga is a pilgrimage. The third definition of yoga is milan. Yoga means union. It's a union of soul and supreme soul. And soul has remained away from its father for a very long time. And that's why the long lost and now found Sikilate. This milan is taking place after a very long time. That's why there is a thirst in the soul to meet, to unite with God. In fact, the word yoga means to yoke. Yoke. Yoke means to unite. Jod. So it's yoga means union of God, union of soul with Supreme Soul. The fourth definition of yoga is, and so whenever there is a milan, soul will become like the one in which it is getting united. So it becomes powerful. The fourth definition of yoga is sambandh, relationship. It's a loving relationship. It's to forge a loving relationship with God. That is what yoga is. He is not just our father, but we have all so many relationships with him. We had made a list of relationships. So many relationships. It's not just that every day you keep on saying only that he is my father and he is my teacher and he is my Sadguru. But every day keep on experiencing different relationships with him. So, see, this is, we have practice here. These are 108 relationships with Father, with Baba. And we have taken multiple classes and multiple spiritual workshops and even Murli revisions based on these relationships in these classes in the past. So, you have to use him as different way, like so many, he's the pilot of my plane, he's the soul mechanic. He's the magician, he's the nurse, he's the tutor, he's the valentine, he's the watchman, he's the bodyguard. So many relations. He's the heaven maker, he's the dietitian, he's the doctor, he's a physician, he's an orthopedician, he's an ENT surgeon, he's the father, the friend. So many are there, architect. So, yoga means sambandh. The fifth, yoga means lost in love. Lagan me magan. That is the fifth definition of yoga. Where one is lost in love. So much so that one is forgetful. Recently Baba said, Gop Gopis are those who have lost the consciousness of their body whilst listening to the Murlis. So, it is the stage of getting lost in him. A stage of intoxication where one is lost in love with God. That is the fifth definition of yoga. Fifth or fourth? What was it? Then yoga means self-realization and God-realization. Yoga means it's realization of who I am. It's realization of who is God, who is Baba. That is the definition of yoga. And the moment I realize who I am, and the moment I realize who God is, I become powerful. And that's why I become filled with all powers. Because each soul is potentially divine. The goal is to manifest this divinity. Uttishta jagrata prapya varani bodhata. It is to rise awake and stop not till the goal is achieved. And the goal is nothing less than God realization. So unless and until God realization is done, unless and until we realize who we are, the life is incomplete. Unless and until we realize who we are not leading our life, living our life to the fullest. We must realize who we are. We are not this ordinary body, this temporary body, but we are Amritasya Putra. We are the children of immortality. Shrinvante Vishve, oh, hear you all. We are Amritasya Putra. We are the children of the Divine Father. That realization. So yoga means self-realization and God-realization. Yoga means attention. Yoga means complete attention. You have removed all the diversions, all the distractions of life. And one has become attentive. One has become alert. One has become vigilant. One has become watchful. One has become mindful. So this stage of complete awakening within, the stage of complete enlightenment is the definition of yoga. The yoga means attention in action. Yoga means concentration. Yoga means ekagrata. Unless and until yoga is a stage, in the world, people believe that concentration is yoga. What is yoga in the world? Get concentrated. Take one point and fix your mind there and get concentrated. This is yoga. In the world, they believe that concentration is meditation. But meditation, concentration alone is not meditation. Concentration is a part of meditation. Because there are so many other things to be done in meditation. It's not. But in the world, what they do? Tratak yoga. Tratak is, they take a candle and they fix their vision on that, their gaze on that, and they keep on staring at the candle for a long time. So, concentration person can have, but that doesn't make him a yogi. Concentrated. There are many people who have got very good concentration, but that doesn't mean that they are yogis. But a yogi will have concentration always. But on top of concentration, so many other things are there. So yoga means concentration. That is one more definition of yoga. And what Baba is saying here is, you get filled with all powers. If the magnifying glass is kept, what happens? It becomes powerful. There is a paper down. The whole day you keep the paper in sunlight. Will it get burnt? No. Why? Because the rays are not focused. But keep the magnifying glass or some glass. The ray will get focused and the paper would start burning. So it's with the power of concentration that everything starts happening. So the greatest powers are achieved with the power of concentration. So concentration. Then yoga means samarpan, surrender. Yoga itself, yad itself, is an act of surrender. It's an act of surrender. And the word surrender is an English word, but the better word is samarpan. Because when they say surrender, In the Western philosophy, surrender means defeat. Japan surrendered to America means accepted defeat. But in spirituality, the word surrender has got different connotations, different meaning. In spirituality, doesn't mean that you have accepted defeat. In the Western philosophy, surrender means you accept defeat. You say that we are weak. We bow down in front of you. This is what is Western philosophy. But Indian philosophy says different. Indian philosophy, the word used is not even samarpan. They use another word, sharanagati. It's a very elevated word. And sharanagati has got so many different meanings. In Vaishnava's sharanagati is different. In Shakta's sharanagati is different. The different philosophies, Shaivate's sharanagati is different. So worshipper of Shiva, worshipper of Shaktis and worshipper of Vishnu, the definition of sharanagati changes everywhere. But though the inner fiber is same. So yoga means an act of surrender. And then yoga means energy transference. Yoga means energy transference. That is last, I think, 10th. We missed the numbering somewhere. Okay. So yoga means energy transference. What is energy transference? Spiritual energy can be transferred from one person to another person. That is known as energy transference. And they do it through three means, which I told before also. Three types of diksha, either sparsha diksha, they touch somebody and the energy is transferred. Like Guru will touch and keep his hand like this, and the entire energy will get transferred. So that is known as energy transference. Or Nayan Diksha, Sparsha Diksha, by touch. Nayan means by Drishti. It's known as Drishtipath. That you make somebody sit in front of you and they give you Drishtipath. Drishtipath means they give you power. Whatever power Guru has got, that entire spiritual energy is transferred unto his disciples. It's shown in Bible that Jesus Christ is meeting his 12 disciples. And just before he is crucified, 12 hours before crucifixion, how he is transferring his energy to all the disciples. It is shown that Jesus Christ is washing the feet of each and every one of his disciples before crucifixion. And by that act of washing the feet of his disciple, in fact, indirectly he is transferring his energy unto them, because he knows that the time has come. He mentioned even in the Sermon of the Mount that the time has come. A time will come when this Son of God would be crucified. And he says, now the time has come. Now the thing has not happened. Nobody knows anything. The disciples are in front of him and he says, time has come. So what time he was talking? And just before that time, he is transferring his entire energy unto his disciples. So it's known as energy transference. So sparsha diksha, touch. Or mantra diksha, by chanting some mantra in the ears of the disciple, one is transferring one's energy. That's why they say mantra should be kept secret, because it has got energy. It has got energy. So yoga is a process of energy transference. And when energy is transferred from higher power to lower power, the lower source becomes powerful. So these are the 10 definitions of yoga. What are they? Yoga means, first, yoga is smriti. Second, yoga is yad ki yatra. It's a pilgrimage of remembrance. Yoga means, third, it's union, milan. Yoga is relationship, sambandh. Yoga is lost in love, lagan mein magan. That is the fifth definition of yoga. Then yoga is self-realization and God-realization. Atma Sakshatkar, Paramatma Sakshatkar. Then yoga is attention, complete attention. Yoga means complete attention. Then yoga means concentration, full concentration, complete concentration, undivided concentration. In today's Murli, Baba said, what is your goal? Your goal is not to become 14 celestial degree, but your goal is to become 16 celestial degree. Your goal is to become to have 100% happiness and 100% peace. Your goal is not anything less than 100%. What is your goal? To have complete virtues, not less than any single virtue. So these are the three goals. Baba doesn't want anything less, because even if one weakness remains, the Maya will enter through that door. So not a single weakness should stay. So next definition of yoga is, it is samarpan. Complete samarpan is complete yoga. Complete samarpan is complete yoga. But that samarpan has to be very, very subtle. That samarpan has to be at the level of sanskar, at the level of thought, at the level of dreams, at all levels. Then energy transference. So yoga means transfer of all the energies. So when we go to Baba, He is in Paramdham as a point of light, and we go to Him as a point of light, feel that all His energy, all His powers are coming unto me, and I am becoming the same as He is. Now there is no difference between He and me. He is the ocean, I am also ocean. I am no more the embodiment. Because when I get combined with Him, there are not two persons, there are one. Jesus Christ says, my Father and I are one. My Father and I are one. Three stages. First He is asked, who are you? He says, I am Son of God. This is in India known as Dvait philosophy. God is different, soul is different. Second is, where is your Father? He says, my Father is in me and I am in my Father. This is known as in Indian Vishishta Dvait. First was Dvait, Madhavacharya. The second is Vishishta Dvait, Ramanujacharya, where God is in me and I am in Him. The third is, but where is your Father and what is your relationship with Him? At one place Jesus Christ is asked. He says, my Father and I are one. And because of this reason He is crucified. How dare you say that you are Father and you are one? How dare you say that God and you are one? And He says at one place, before Abraham was, I am. He says, even before Abraham, people say you are come now. Abraham was for so many years before you. And you say that even before Abraham you were there. This is blasphemy, dharma glani. And they hit Him and they catch hold of Him and they crucify Him one day. Because of this reason that He makes such outrageous statements that my Father and I are one. In fact, these are the three different stages of the soul. The first stage, Baba is different, I am different. I am son of Shiva Baba. The second stage, He is in me and I am in Him. We are very together. We are always together. Baba Himself says, carry Shiva Baba everywhere. The third stage is combined. So I am combined with Him. My Father and I are one. So we are one. These are again the three stages of this thing. First is Bhakti Mark, where Bhakt, Bhagwan and Bhakti become one. That is Bhakti Mark. The second mark is Sannyas, where Nirvikalpa Samadhi, Jyoti, Jyot, they become one. And third is Brahma Kumaris, where one becomes like the Father. This is the stage, like the Father or combined stage. So the ultimate stage is same. In Bhakti, in Sannyas, in Brahma Kumaris. The problem is at lower stages here. These people keep on fighting with each other. Dadi Janki will never fight with Shankaracharya if she meets him, because they both are at a very high stage. The problem is with the followers. Because they are at a lower stage. Okay. Om Shanti.